Helms and the Lorax Singers.
Don't abduct.
Possibly be. Well, there's a principle in nature that almost every creature knows, called survival of the fittest. And check it, this is how it goes. The animal that wins gotta scratch and fight and claw and bite and punch. And the animal that doesn't, well, the animal that doesn't winds up someone else's. La 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 la. It sound. It says the people with the money, make this ever-loving world go round. So I'm bigger in my company, I'm bigger in my factory, I'm bigger in my corporate sign. Everybody out there, take care of yours and me. I'll take care of mine, 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 mine.
Shake that bottom line.
Let me say smogula smoke. Smogula
smoke.
Schlappity schlap.
Schlappity
schlap. Complain all you want, it's never, ever, ever, ever gonna stop. Just look at me petting this puppy.
How bad can I be?
A portion of proceeds goes to charity.
How bad can I be?
How bad could I possibly be? Let's see. All the customers are buying, and the money's multiplying, and the PR people are lying, and the lawyers are.
Thank you all for following us on a kind of crazy little sidetrack there. This is A Little Bit More by The Greeting Committee.
How make small things big? What if it's how I feel them? It's not personal. Who you talking to then? I'm a matchbox lit, I'm a restless fit. When I come up short, will you love me just a little bit more? I'm fastidious. Will you love me just a little bit more?
Caught on the rail line, up on the mountain, caught on the rail line. My brotherly daughter's beat. Drink your wine, smoke your weed, my brother. Let the heart stop me. And wave your silver line.
Someone poets, and then everybody's dying alone. Easily offended, not hard to let it go. From a mess to the master. it grow like a riot, like a riot. Oh, not easily offended, not let it go. From a mess to the masses, a list of many.
Alrighty, folks, those last few songs were a little bit more by the Greeting Committee. Silver Lining by Mount Joy. Mount Joy released a new song recently with Brisson Maroney?
I don't know these people.
Adam Melkor. It's good. It's good. I'll play it in this next set. But it was that one was good. Silver Lining is such a great song. Fur Coats by Pretty Jane, Oysters in My Pocket by Royal Otis, and Listomania by Phoenix.
Very, very good.
Very,
song.
Very good song. I love that band. They played at the closing ceremonies for Paris.
For the Olympics.
Yeah, for the because
the Olympics or the Paralympics.
The Paris both for the Olympics for the Olympics. Because they're French.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
French band.
They don't sound French.
So what they do, I think for a lot of their songs, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm like mostly percent sure on this, is that they write all of their songs in French and then just translate them to English, which is why nothing rhymes.
Interesting. I never noticed that.
Fun fact. The more you learn, the more you know. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I did not know that. I feel like it does rhyme though. Like Listomania.
Yeah, think about it for
da 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 da. Yeah, it doesn't really rhyme. That's good. It's good though.
It's good. It's good. No, they write bangers. 1901 also a banger.
Yeah, another classic. And another all the classic. What is it? Te amo ti?
Ti amo.
Ti amo.
It's so that's a great album.
Yeah.
No, great album. I digress. This next song is called The Mood by The Moss, and then we'll play the new Mount Joy Adam Melkor song.
Why are you always in a mood?
This is The Mood.
Yeah.
I care. The skin dodging the mood I'm bound to wear. Oh, 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 no, 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 no. I'm so done, I just want a love to stay. I'm so good, I feel so fine, I just need to fall in love again. But why isn't it for you? Couldn't you see how much I care?
Of going out, now I just wanna stay in. I saw you leaving town with your friends. I thought I'd know by now if you and me were meant. And if you thought about giving this a go again, on your shoulder, is there room on your shoulder? Time to save your color for the walls that came in. It feels like growing gardens from cement. I'm just left to wonder if you had some love to lend.
kiss her go again.
Howdy, folks. Those last three were The Mood by The Moss.
Love that one.
That one was great. Room on Your Shoulder by Adam Melchior and Mount Joy. That one, every time I listen to it, it gets better. Yeah, it's banger. And then that last one was Shades and Colors, All One Word, No Spaces by Prince of Eden. Folks, every week, some of your peers at Tufts go to prisons in Massachusetts. They are working with incarcerated students through the PD Green program, helping those behind bars achieve their educational goals. Incarceration rates in the United States remain abnormally high compared to the rest of the world, with significant disparities subjecting Black and Latino men to disproportionate punishment, according to the NAACP. Education in prison is a crucial restorative practice to advance lives in a meaningful way that has been proven to improve outcomes of those involved. With the PD Green program, a national nonprofit organization, you can apply for a semester-long tutoring placement to give support to, share knowledge with, and learn from incarcerated students. To apply for a placement or to learn more, go to pdgreen.org, spelled PETEYGREENE.org, and click Become a Volunteer to get started. This has been a public service announcement from the PD Green program and your friends at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Ooh, I laced that one. Let's go. Oh my god, I think I've read. That was fire. That was fire. I think I've not messed up on a PSA twice in my WMFO career.
Which is really funny because there's just a textbook you have
it's
to
just,
read out
it's
of.
It's just something that you have to read, and every time I stumble over a word. That was fire. Let's go. PD Green's a great program. I ran a 5K for PD Green last year. They do great work.
Yes, you guys should all go volunteer for them.
Go volunteer. Go volunteer. Do something.
Yeah.
It's so worth to volunteer.
It is.
It is so worth. Yeah, tell me.
I was just gonna. I was just gonna say volunteering. It's a very, like, warm feeling. Like, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get done with your day and you're like, man, I just did something productive, and yeah, I feel good about myself. That's like great. even if you only care about your own self-interest, you should still go volunteer. So there's no excuse to not volunteer.
On God, filling other people's buckets fills your own bucket.
Yep, exactly. Ethical egoism would say you should volunteer. I learned that last year in Intro to Ethics with Monica Link Kim. So,
what else did you learn in Intro to Ethics? What are the big ethical dilemmas?
There's a lot of ethical dilemmas, but it was actually a really interesting class. We learned about different ethical theories.
Okay, tell me.
Rather than like a specific ethical dilemma, but there was a lot. You know, we learned about ethical like egoism. Let's see if I remember these.
Lock in.
Kant, of course. I would never forget Kant. Aristotle, virtuism. There was some lady that had something.
Good. What was your favorite?
Kant.
What's Kant's deal?
Kant's okay, so basically Kant creates these maxims, and a maxim is kind of like a statement.
Yeah.
And then there's like kind of two like ways you can apply the maxims. There's two ways you can apply the maxim.
Okay.
One is a universal application theory, so it's like, okay, if everyone does this,
yeah,
what will happen?
Mm.
And then, I forget what the other application is, but you can use either application to determine whether or not you should do a maxim. And like, once you determine, basically, if you encounter an ethical dilemma scenario,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you see someone's food on a plate, they've stepped away, they've been away for a while, should I grab their food?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Kant would say you create a maxim of, I grab their food.
Yeah.
Then if you apply that universally, it's like, well, if I grab their food, and they grab someone else's food, because they're still hungry,
mm-hmm,
and it continues, it goes around a cycle until someone grabs my food. So it's just a big waste of time for everyone, mm-hmm, so it's not good for everyone. So no, I should not
grab the food. Grab the food.
Yep. So don't steal food. Per Kant. But Immanuel Kant. But yeah, my TA too, very big Kant fan. Ishmael, if you're listening, miss you. You were GOAT, so yeah.
King
Ishmael. Yep. He loved Kant. So that's the one I remember, and he's the reason that's why I remember it. So
Yeah. Well, the more you know. Thank you for educating us.
Yes.
We are an educational radio after all.
We are. That's back to back PSAs right there.
Back to back PSAs right there. Boom. Boom. This next song is By Now by Selma Erickson. Enjoy.
Laid out in lavender, hearts on a calendar, Cupid's ambassador, just who you are. Under the cherry trees, practice telepathy, pick up my heart.
Couple more tattoos, but it's not you and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just go standing in the place of you and me, trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. The fridge light washes this room white, dances over your good side, and this was all we used.
tight like I've never known. Telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say what we really mean. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart.
Darling, leave the light on for me. Baby, I can't sleep. Whatever I do, there's no time, little girl. Is there a place I can go? Darling, hit that high note for me. Baby, I can't sleep. Whatever I do, there's no time, little girl. Is there a place I can go?
before she kissed my head.
to be. Listening to the static, you're feeling like a has-been, and the wheels are catching up to you. Your mom's run out of brandy, and you think she disapproved of all these late-night shaky landings. Are your feelings catching up to you? And your eyes some shade of red, thinking that nobody would come to you if you tried playing dead.
Tried playing dead.
It's coming back to me. Stumbled down these stairs and landed on this melody, a plastic screen, cutting off your sense of self, forming your reality, and the wheels are catching up to you. Are your feelings catching up to you? Cause your eyes are turning red, thinking that nobody would come to you.
Hey, howdy, folks. Thank you for listening to that longer little stretch. Those songs were By Now by Selma Erickson, Two Ghosts by Harry Styles, Is There a Place I Can Go by Trudy and the Romance, Love Lost by The Temper Trap, and Playing Dead by Rose Avenue was that last one. Folks, this is Gonzo.
Lucas.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for listening. We have one more song for you guys. This is Ordinary Love by Roosevelt. And we will see you all very soon with the normal schedule.
Yes.
Unt.
Excited. Hope you guys have had a nice holidays and hope you continue to have a nice winter.
On God, what Lucas said. Enjoy.